Well, the theme of this global event is unity in diversity. I think it's a great theme, very timely, especially we're witnessing so many crises around the world. And it's coming from a country like Indonesia, where it's a diverse society and a good model, a very moderate country. We need in the world countries like that to contribute to the peace and security and stability. I think hosting this event in this time is very important. We managed to work hard on a declaration, which we called, was just we endorse it now. Tomorrow, the ministerial meeting will endorse with consensus. A great declaration sending very strong message to the world, try to encourage dialogue, respect, understanding among people and societies, rule of law, human rights, and respect for others.
Now, it's widely believed that mutual suspicion, fear, and misunderstanding between Islamic and Western societies has been increasing since the beginning of the new millennium. The Alliance places a particular emphasis on diffusion the tensions between the Western and the Islamic worlds. What do you think are the root causes of those tensions? Is it politics or religion?
Well, let me first answer why they create the alliance. After September 11, 2001, in New York, an initiative came by the Prime Minister of Spain. He came to the General Assembly. He said, I'm afraid of the future. I have fear. What's happened to New York is real. If it's happened somewhere else again, might lead to clash of civilization between the West and the Muslim world. So that's the idea, to create an organization, and the mission of it, it's soft power tool to prevent conflicts and diffuse tension among religions, faiths, cultural. So this is where we are now. We are not only focusing on the relationship between the West and Islam world. Our mission concerns the whole humanity. We try to address all issues, conflicts, clash between cultures, race, faith, and promote cultural of peace.
The Middle East issue, this issue is high on the agenda on the United Nations Alliance of Civilizations high-level group. In your view, in light of the recent escalation situation in Gaza, what are the key underlying issues of this crisis? Is the international community on the right track to solve the crisis?
Well, there is a resolution, Security Council resolution, to solve this problem, and for many, many years. Where are we? This conflict, this problem, if we don't solve it, it will lead from one conflict to another. The solution is to have two states, Israeli and Palestine, living together in peace and stability. But if the international community are not implementing what they agreed upon, especially Security Council, we see initiatives here and there try to bring the two parties together to talk and try to finalize a peace settlement. But we move one step and we go back 10 steps. And this leads to crisis because some people living under siege. What do you expect from them, you know? So I hope, because Middle East conflict or this Israeli-Palestinian conflict, if we don't really work hard and very serious to solve it, this is going to create more problems, not to the region, but to the world. And we see today everybody is talking about this and that, you know. We know today, I think, they reached a ceasefire, but very fragile. You know, and this can start tomorrow again. And it's not fair to see the innocent people, children, women, old people dying for no reason from both sides. So we have to come up with really a solution to solve this problem by how this is the Security Council responsibility. They should work hard and try to implement what they committed to.